step 8, making it visible, getting the reticular filter activated. So this might seem obvious and overly simplistic, but I think you'd be surprised how many people, if they're not reminded of this, would actually create their flower diagram and then stick it in a drawer somewhere. Or put it like on the inside of a closet door or something like that. That's not what I want you to do. What I want you to do is put it where you'll see it every day. I want this vision to be something you're really proud of and really excited about. I want you to put it where you'll see it every single day. That's going to accomplish several things. On the one hand, it's going to provide you a reminder. It'll continually inspire you, motivate you. If you ever start to lose clarity, like what were some of the specifics of all that work we did, of that vision? It'll help you re-clarify because you're seeing it, you're touching base with it. I want your vision to be top of mind. And that's where putting it where you'll see it every day will achieve. Now, if you remember in step 6, I invited you to the whole flower together and to make it aesthetically pleasing, enjoyable to look at. And so once we get to this step, step 8, this is really where you're keeping the reticular activating system primed to look for your dream place. And it'll also remind you what you need to do for the previous step we talked about, step 7, which is putting the word out. Because if you're seeing it every day, then, again, during your day, you can start telling people, hey, I'm looking for this, or if you have any leads, if you know of anyone, if you know of any place. I keep harping on this because it's so obvious. Some people who listen to this will still not do it. They'll leave it on a table somewhere, and then papers will get stacked on it, and really important, put it where you will see it every day. That's step 8, keeping it visible, keeping your reticular activating system primed for this vision, and that is an important part of manifesting that vision. Any questions, comments, or input on step 8?